evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's March 11th, 2019 regular Opelika City Council meeting. I think this is the first time I've ever had daylight savings time and we have the snow on the ground and we've got more tonight, so hopefully this is the last snow. I've been psyching myself up for this one because I'm hoping it's the last one. And after that, I'm ready for some spring, ready for some warmer weather. That's why I was so jealous of Corey in Hawaii. But I'm glad you had a good time. And so tonight, let's all please rise for a short invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this meeting tonight, the City Council, and the decisions that we make. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 is a roll call. I see all council members are present. And item 1.5 is citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the City Council? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. And item 4.1 is the continued public hearing on the CBHA development agreement. And so I will open tonight's public hearing at 6:32 p.m. And we have a agenda memo written by Ann Henning that CBHA has requested a revised development agreement, mostly related to street and utility improvements on the four sides of their property for the purpose of obtaining a full certificate of occupancy for the clinic. A public hearing was set for February 25. However, as of that date, there had been some back and forth between the city attorney and CBHA's attorney, but they had not yet fully agreed on what should be presented. Therefore, the council opened the public hearing, took testimony, then tabled this item to March 11 to allow the parties to refine the agreement. And the attorneys discussed the issue February 27, and the city attorney worked with city staff to provide a new draft to CBHA's attorney. However, as of the beginning of the day Friday, and I'll update that through today, staff has not seen a response from neither our attorney nor the attorneys for CBHA. So to allow adequate time for review of an agreement that can be presented to the council, staff recommends that this item be tabled again to the next available council meeting, which will be March 25th. So the recommendation is that we table the item, and I would need a motion to table the public hearing with CBHA to the 25th of March.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. However, not part of the public testimony, I do want to ask Greg Brandenburg, because he's present, is there anything you would like? I think there was a discussion as we got closer to an agreement with the attorneys that we would have a discussion with yourself and the Evis in committee. Is that still what you would like us to do?
Yes, I think. Things seem to be moving forward.
Yes.
And, you know, our engineer met with Sean. I think everything was approved on that, it's at least what I heard. With the exception of the water room, which I'm not here to speak about, I don't understand it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can say that we are prepared to pay our fair share of Columbia Street and Scoopy, ASAP, that's the whole issue is what is Parachute?
Correct. And I think the water loop is a separate issue we were going to discuss that I don't think the water loop was, had anything to do with the certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when we get a response from our attorney, we will be in touch with you and we'll have some kind of a committee meeting with you. And if it's later this week, it'll be later this week. If it goes into next week, we still have that time before the 25th. Okay? Thank you.
The Zags are on right now, so I'm going to do mine.
Oh, they're on tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Greg. So if we move to item 4.2, that's the sandpipe painting, and our city engineer has some information for the council. Okay, I'm going to close public hearing at 6:36 p.m. Sorry.
She'll keep you straight.
Yes, she will. Thank you.
On that, prior, will it show me as voting either or for CBHA?
Nobody's voted on anything yet.
On tabling it.
Oh, on tabling it. Okay, so back up for a second. Maria, just for the record here, Maria is a board member of Columbia Basin Health. And so her question is centering around, should she recuse herself for the tabling of the deal? And my opinion is no, because we're not voting on anything other than to table that. But when it comes time to, for the council to vote on the developer's agreement, I think you do need to recuse yourself because that would be appropriate. Because of there is a conflict of interest by being on that board and also voting on as a city council person. So, yeah, but just to table it, I don't think there is a conflict.
Okay.
Okay, ready to move on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mayor, Council, thanks for being here. The city's looking to build a reservoir, and my understanding is the Department of Health signed off, got the paperwork, and they actually signed off on their portion. We should be getting that pretty soon to release the funds from Department of Health and the Department of Commerce, which will pay for this project. But one of the design items that, there's a couple of things as far as the coating system that I'd just wanted to run by council. I'll hand this out and explain it as you guys pass it around. What this is a sample of two different final coatings that Tenemic, which I believe has done all the Othello coatings in the past, and that's what I've worked with on Moses Lake tanks in the past. They have their standard polyurethane coating is what's been used for years and years and years. And it is what I think is probably on all the city tanks. They have a newer coating that costs a little bit more, but it retains its gloss for a longer, it starts off glossier and it holds its color and gloss for a longer period of time. And what this sample shows is the urethane, which is the standard coating, both of present, what it looked like it when it's first put on the tank, and then a 20-year life reenactment. And then the hydroflon is the newer coating. I've got a sample of I think the Georgia Dome had it put on about 10 years ago, and when they did some remodeling, they got samples of how it's held its color. But it costs about 50 cents more a square foot. So for the 2.5 million gallon tank we're looking at, it's about a $12,000 add-on. This is probably gonna be over a $2 million construction project. So very small increase in cost that can provide some additional aesthetic benefits. But I'll kind of leave that up to you guys to determine if you want us to go with that coating or with the standard coating. The second issue is, what do we want to paint, have the final coating look like? I met with the Water Sewer Street Committee a couple weeks ago, and their direction or their recommendation was to have it match tank number 2, which is the one furthest to the south, has the white stripes going up to it, and I think Welcome to Othello painted on the tank facing pretty much due east, I think, as you pass by Highway 17. So that's their recommendation. I just want to make sure that see if council has any say, if they want to support that, or if you want to discuss it, we can, you can paint it all kinds of different things. But the simpler is the cheaper, is the cheapest, and I guess that's just kind of open it up to discussion for, and I can answer any questions that you have.
So an additional $12,000 will get us a shiny coat for 20 years, whereas the other one will tend to...
It'll start to chalk up.
Like the one on the red and white powers.
Yeah. The white you don't notice quite as much, but when you have colors up there, it'll start to, as the sun beats on it. The coating is still, this isn't really going to provide any better protection of the steel. The steel's, especially in our arid climates, unless you're throwing rocks or golf balls or something off of the tank, for the most part, the coating system will last a very, very long time.
Forever. I mean,
30 years is pretty standard. You can probably go a lot longer as long as they're not things that are dinging the paint. The paint's not going to slough off. This will just provide a better looking tank for a longer time, and you'll whereas the coating on the existing tank number two is this, I don't see any rust spots or very little rust on it. There's not a problem with the coating, but I think it is actually scheduled to be recoated this year through our contract with Suez, and but it's more for aesthetics than for protection of the steel.
What do you think, council?
Well, I'm in favor of it looking better for a little longer, and so I would be in favor of the glossier finish that holds a little longer.
Me too. That's the first thing you see when you come into town. For $12,000 out of a $2 million project for the aesthetics of it, I think it's...
And the longer we can keep it from looking chalky, and red is one of the hardest colors to keep, you know, bright. And I think that's a good spend of the money.
Yep.
So I guess the other question is council in support of sticking with the current logo design, I guess, is probably the best way to phrase it.
You've had it for the longest time.
Wait, that's the red tower?
Yes. Are you talking about the existing red tower?
The existing tower, the red tower. Committee's recommendation is to match it.
We want to keep that.
So it'd be kind of like bookends on the two ends of town.
So we're going to put the Welcome to Othello on there, or the city seal?
This is exactly the same as it is down below.
So just the Welcome to Othello.
Yep.
It's very distinctive, and everybody knows us by it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then we'll have two of them like bookends on the...
Or to wind it down.
Yeah.
They'll actually be on the same road parallel.
Right up 14th Avenue. Yep. That's what we want. So I need a motion to approve the Water Sewer Street Committee's recommendation.
I'll make it.
Okay.
Second.
Just to clarify, we're going to go with the Hydroflon, or what is it called?
Yes.
Hydroflon.
The Hydroflon coating.
20-year.
20-year coating. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
That's it.
Tanya, we're going with the Hydroflon. Thanks. Okay, so then we'll move to unfinished business. I have one item. Does any council members have any? And mine's on the electric car charger station that you guys had asked for last week.
I was kind of wondering about the chairs.
Ask the clerk.
I ordered them Tuesday last week. Okay. And December 15th.
That's fine. As long as we're moving on them, that's good.
Next meeting, they should all be in place, right? Okay. Any other unfinished business? Okay, so the electric car charger was a little more involved, but I found out the answer. The Avista engineer contacted the city. This was back when Travis was the community development director. And They were willing to do something. I think it was going to cost the city $2,000 to have it put out front, but there was also the additional cost to have the electrical. And apparently the what it was going to take to run it and to get it through our firewall or around our firewall and up into the room and all that was making it far more difficult than I think the city really wanted to deal with. And so I think we made a recommendation that, you know, with the new pick-a-pop, people really were more likely to want to come. Rather than drive all the way here into town, they would rather just stay out there on the highway. And so there's also businesses out there. There's Burger King, Pick-A-Pop. There's the Bingers, and then there's that 76. So there was business out there that people could, you know, charge for half an hour, an hour, and still have something to do. So I had a phone call into Ian, a couple of phone calls into Ian at Avista because I wanted to know where that was. And I couldn't get a hold of him today. But on another note, there is an underground utility meeting, committee meeting Wednesday at noon at Avista because he's going to give us the 3D map of what they want to try and where they want to run new lines and stuff. And so we'll find out from him at that point what I think it's just been dropped personally, but I need to find out. One of the things Terry did tell me was is that right out there on their pole at Pick-A-Pop, they did hook up a vacuum, you know, one of those where you stick, you know, $1.50 in and you can vacuum your car out. They did hook up one of those so that we know that there is a possibility they still could do that. So I'll keep trying to run it down. If I have any new information, I'll let you know about it. Any questions? Okay, let's move to our new business. Item 6.1, and this is meant for a discussion. Our current city code, I think two years ago we changed our city code to move our council meetings to 6:30 p.m. And our code says that they shall be held on the first, second, and fourth Mondays of each month. And then they go in to explain they're to complete business. And if we want to have, you know, we can also schedule a special council meeting with 24 hours notice if we have to complete some business that has a deadline before our next meeting. So doing some research on this issue, in the past 2 years, the council has canceled a total of 9 city council meetings because of a lack of an agenda. And how I set agendas is with the department heads for our city council meeting. And from time to time, issues are not developed nor ready to come before the council. And there's a number of reasons. One of them, they haven't been discussed in committee, or legal counsel hasn't given us an opinion on a contract or their opinion on what direction we should go. Another one is the staff still doing research on an issue, and so it's still not ready yet to come before the council. And then there are other times in construction and development where time and circumstance have not caught up to a place where council can make a decision. So the below chart shows how many city council meetings surrounding communities have. Of course, you notice that I picked all the surrounding communities. They only have 2. So what my purpose is to see, does the council want to continue to keep everything the way it is, which is we just still have first, second, and fourth at 6:30. Do we want to discuss going to a different date, like on Tuesday nights? Or do we want to discuss going to 2 meetings? And if our desire is we want to maybe attend a school board meeting, we can change our meetings to first and third because theirs are second and fourth. So now I open it up for discussion.
Thank
Okay, I'm not in favor of changing it to Tuesdays, the second and fourth Tuesdays, because I already belong to a group that meets on the second and fourth Tuesdays and have for many years before I was on council. Betas.
Okay, no to Tuesdays?
No Tuesdays, I'm busy on Tuesdays, I have schedule.
No, okay.
We rolled the third meeting into a regular council meeting. It used to be a workshop.
Yes.
And it was just informational, we weren't supposed to vote or anything on those days. I mean, if we wanted to go to a two a month, we could drop that, but drop that first or go to a first and a third.
Okay.
Well, I think you need to get busy and start getting more agenda.
We're just too efficient.
Because we could have done last week and today's in one day, and that would have been a short meeting as well. So I wouldn't mind too if we found the right dates. I mean, what weeks we want to do it. And like you said a little bit ago, if there's something come up, you know, we call for a meeting 24 hours prior. And we've done that many times during lunch.
Well, I'd be willing to go to two, but I would prefer they stay on Mondays.
Okay.
That would be my vote also.
Yeah, me too.
First and third?
That'd be fine.
First and third? John?
The only issue is, doesn't planning committee or planning commission?
She would change it. I talked to Ann, she would just change it.
She would change it, because I know that Chris goes on the Monday that I'm not at meeting.
Right, she would just change it, like, if we're doing the first and third, she would change it to the second.
Or the first and fourth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, then if you do that, then it puts the fourth and the first one too close.
Well, and it also, if you're doing that to go to school board meetings, then you're on the same night again.
Yeah.
Is there any downside to just canceling the meetings? If there's not enough agenda items?
I think.
Because what happens is if you start getting a lot of things to put on an agenda, then you're gonna have a meeting that's gonna run 3 to 4 hours each time you have a meeting. So this way, if we have to continue to do what we're doing, and then just because you don't have enough items to really hold a meeting, that you can carry them over, you can cancel the meeting. Otherwise, you may run into nights where you have 6 or 7 or 8 agenda items, and it can run into a 4-hour meeting. So just as long as you're aware of the fact that you cut it down to two, and all of a sudden things start piling up on you, I mean, the winters are slow. We're not doing a lot of things. And when things pick back up, it could get to where we have quite a few items on the agenda.
I think the only issue we run into and it's a technical issue for meeting the requirements of a 24-hour cancellation. That's correct.
Is it only 24 on the cancellation? Okay.
It's just, you know, as long as we cancel before that 24-hour period, then I don't think it's an issue, but.
Most of the agenda is built Friday anyway, so Friday by 5 o'clock, it can be canceled by.
I think it's built on Thursday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in on Thursday.
Right, but it's done by Friday.
Yep.
So it can be actually be canceled Friday afternoon, and that's would be the 24 hours, correct?
Tanya?
I think it's business days.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, business days.
I don't think the weekend counts.
Right, but if you cancel by 5 o'clock Friday, that still would be 24 business hours, or one business day, not counting the weekend.
Technically, I think you're right.
What do you think, Mark?
It doesn't really matter to me. I kind of see what you're saying too, though. Maybe we could, school boards are second and fourth, so we could change it to first, second, and third. And then you'd have one day you could go to the school board meeting.
I don't know. I don't have any children in school, so I don't have any interest in going to the board.
First, third, and fourth, or whatever.
Mine graduates this year, so.
Maria?
I have to agree with it. I think it'd be easier to cancel whatever the one Monday, if there's no agenda coming up, then to try and plan everything into two, especially if there are those long meetings.
Yeah, come budget season.
Well,
that's what I was thinking about. The only time is during budget season.
Well, when we have a project or something and we have a presentation coming in, and we have, you know, like Aspects Engineering's have made, you know, presentations to the council to educate us on upcoming things that we might want to consider. When we have those kinds of events for a meeting, and then we have agenda items to vote on throughout the meeting, it could turn into a long meeting instead of, if we're just doing it twice a month.
True. And it's just so you know, I am working on getting Aspect here on the 25th because to do a presentation on where we are with the ASR project. So, and I am going to have also, maybe on that same night, Sean O'Brien do an update on on well 10 and the reservoir. Okay. So those things are coming up. And I'm wanting to schedule some of that so that council's aware of where these projects are, because some of you are on committee and know, some of you are not on committee, on that committee, and it would be nice for you to know. So this was just, this is only a discussion, and I'm ready, willing, and able to do whatever the council wants.
It works either way for me.
I was going to say, the other thing we could do is go back to a workshop on the first, and that could always be canceled if we don't have, you know, it could be a workshop meeting, so it's not a regular council meeting, but you could still vote on issues if you so chose to write the ordinance that way.
I'd rather
just
leave it the way it is than mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if there was, it would be easier to cancel a workshop rather than a regular council meeting, but.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to come back with a new ordinance or do you want to keep it the way it is?
Let's keep it the way it is. I didn't sound like anybody was very, very interested in being available for the school board.
Okay. So we'll just keep it the way it is?
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep it the way it is. Any other new business? All right. Having no further business, I will conclude tonight's meeting at 6:58 p.m.